Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, man. Hey, Connor, looked like about the most complete butt-whooping and most start-to-finish best game that the coaching staff at Georgia's got to be proud of.
Yeah, it's something we haven't really seen all season. And, you know, yes, they gave up a touchdown to open the game once again. But from there, 38 straight points. This game was over 5 minutes into the third quarter where, you know, you have a Texas team that was off last week. It was exactly what that team needed. You know, no stress game, get some backups in. Make sure nobody gets all that hurt or banged up, which for the most part was the case. And you handle business in a spot where a lot of people circled that as a trap game. And now you're playing your best football of the year going into your biggest home game of the season, where if you win on Saturday against Texas, you probably put yourself back firmly into the college football playoff for the second straight year.
And do you believe in carryover and momentum week to week? And is that what Georgia gained in terms of confidence and ability in that game against Mississippi State to carry into this game against Texas?
Not necessarily so, because you can point to, you know, the game earlier this year against Kentucky where they play well and then they just come out completely flat on the road against Auburn. It's a different team week to week. And even last year with the success that Georgia had against Texas, we asked Kirby Smart about that this week, and he said this year's team hasn't beaten Texas. And so while, yes, Georgia did, I think, outplay Texas both times they met last year, they know they're going to have to strap it on for 60 minutes and prove once again that they're the better team. Because this is a Texas team, the last time they were out there on the field, they went out there, and I know the final score was 34-31. They outplayed a Vanderbilt team that has a chance of making the college football playoff. So I think it's encouraging that you're seeing Georgia play the way that they are, but I don't know that the beatdown of Mississippi State carries over all that much this week into the game against Texas.
I mean, you're talking great athletes. Miss State got off to a red-hot start, and they may still go to a good bowl game for them, right? But they've kind of come back to their like equilibrium. Real quick, I want to play some sound for you, Connor Riley from Dog Nation. Here's Kirby on any common traits in Sark's offense.
Explosive, attacking, window dressing. They've got a lot of shifts, motions. They employ tempo. And they'll go fast on you, and they do a really good job of mixing things up and creating a lot to work on defensively.
So do they have the defense? Because I said earlier in the show, I don't trust Sark to get it right in Sanford Stadium. But what is Sark going to attack on the Georgia defense?
Well, and it's so interesting because Texas has completely changed the way they have played in this last half of the schedule here, where you look at the average depth of target that Arch Manning was throwing the ball down the field. It's all been basically cut in half. They're doing a lot more stuff close to the line of scrimmage and just relying on their athletes to go out there and break plays. That was able to work against teams like Mississippi State, against teams like Vanderbilt that don't have the same level of athletes that Texas has on the offensive side of the ball. That's not the case against Georgia. And quite frankly, the Texas team, against Kirby Smart, they have not been able to run the football that well. And I think that they're going to put too much of this game on Arch Manning's shoulders. And they're going to have to ask him to throw the ball downfield because that's where I think Georgia is at its weakest. And that's just not a recipe for success with what we've seen from Texas this year. The stuff that Texas has done well in recent weeks, where, yes, they've been able to get 300 yards passing and multiple touchdowns from Arch Manning, a lot of that has come by just digging and dunking their way down the field If Texas tries to play that way against Georgia, it's going to go a lot like last year's SEC championship game, where they may be sitting on, you know, 14, 15, 16 points in that game. And that I just do not think is going to be able to get it done against this Georgia offense that we've seen really come on in recent weeks.
Connor, what did you make from Arch Manning saying he either already has or plans to talk with Alabama quarterback Ty Simpson about how to attack Georgia, how to play at Sanford Stadium?
I mean, these guys all know each other, and I'm sure they can talk and communicate all they want. But, you know, Ty Simpson is surgical on third down, and I don't think Arch Manning is going to be able to flip a script, or flip a switch, rather, and do what Ty Simpson has been showing he can do all season. So, and even in that game, as well as Ty Simpson played, and I take nothing away from him, you know, if Gunnar Stockton hits a deep shot to Talon Taylor, or they go with a different decision on that fourth and one play, you know, we view that game very differently, because as great as Ty Simpson played, he scored the same amount of points as the three of us did in the second half against that Georgia defense. So, I you know, that's maybe a media storyline and something that they can easily fodder up and talk up. But until you're the guy in the seat, you know, you can take all the tips and tools and stuff you can have. But until you face the Georgia defense going after you, there's nothing that I think can really prepare you for it.
Georgia's offensive line, I mean, we've talked about, you know, at first it was a work in progress. It seems like they've stabilized. You talked about Texas and how they've changed their approach. You feel that Georgia's offensive line has gotten better?
Absolutely, and it's not a coincidence. They've been able to start the same offensive line combination for the last three games, and you're coming off the Mississippi State game where, yes, Mississippi State doesn't have the same defensive personnel that, say, a Florida does, that, say, an Auburn does, or a Texas as well. But to run for 303 yards, 567 yards of total offense, this group is playing really well. I've always believed in the talent in this group. It just needed time to come together. We've seen them do that. Now, they did a heck of a test on Saturday against Texas. They rank second in the country in rush defense. They are second in the country in sacks. What they do very well is they do not allow you to run the football on early downs. They force you into obvious pass-rushing situations. So if Georgia's able, I think, to win on first down, I'm not saying they need to rip off explosives like they did against Mississippi State, but if they can get in second and five, second and six, that's where I think this offense really takes advantage. And we talk so much about the running game. I think it's a huge game for Zach O'Reilly Branch, because you're able to get him out there on screen and sort of use that as an extension of the running game, one of Kirby Smart's favorite phrases. If you're able to use him to help your running game and put yourself in manageable situations, I think that's going to be a big impact in this Saturday's game.
Connor Riley, guys, from Dog Nation's K. Connor Riley on Twitter to follow him. Just one last follow-up on the O-line. So, yeah, hopefully giving time, because Gunner, we talked about it. Remember, I was bellyaching about – well, I always bellyache about Bobo. But I was bellyaching about Bobo. The play calling's been great. And Stockton, I thought the throw to Delp – I know he had the touchdowns, but that laser – and you guys mentioned it today in Dog Nation that he throws to Oscar Delp. I think it was like 30-yard throw. I mean, that's NFL quality right there.
It's something we haven't seen from Gunner. And Gunner is more comfortable throwing outside the numbers to the wide parts of the field. But we just haven't really seen him attack the middle of the field. If he starts doing that consistently, that changes things, I think, drastically for what the ceiling of this Georgia offense and really this Georgia team might be this season. Because that's the one area, and it ties directly, I think, into the lack of tight end usage. But with the injuries they've had at wide receiver, Gunner's had to, you know, start doing that a little bit more. And you saw a little bit of it in the Florida game. That throw to Oscar Delp, you know, it's not the throw to Lyman Humphreys where he dropped him in the bucket against Tennessee. But that throw there changes, I think, the way that maybe teams have to play Georgia moving forward. Because if they're able to successfully attack the middle of the field, that is really going to open things up for this offense and further, I think, help them over the course of the season. Because that's where, over the course of the year, they've left some plays on the field not attacking the middle of it, or Gunner not fully looking to hit those guys there.
All right, Connor, I know you'll be out there in Athens. The phone's kind of been a little foggy today, but we'll catch up with you later in the week, brother. Thanks again. Connor Riley from Dog Nation. Also, guys, we talked to Mike Griffin on Thursday. Get his take on Texas coming out to Athens. We're hitting the road, as we mentioned, tomorrow, our weekly visit with the Falcons head coach, Ree Morris, plus a player guest.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Well, also, guys, Thursday, Duke Zabel going to be taking the show up to Alpharetta. We haven't been up there in a minute. Going to be at Joe's Sports Bar or, you know, down to Alpharetta if you live further north. It's all relative. Duke Zabel Live, brought to you by Miller Lite from Joe's Sports Bar in Alpharetta. Getting ready for Thursday night pro football while enjoying Miller Lite specials. And again, if you're up in that neck of the woods, we got...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.